Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday morning devotional. You know I love that first early morning cup of coffee. So sip away as you listen and I will sip away as I write. This morning we will look at verses from 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. And believe it or not, I want us to pay attention to the punctuation in these verses. Verse 16, rejoice always, comma. 17, pray continually, comma. 18, give thanks in all circumstances, semicolon. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I have misunderstood these verses for a very long time. Because of that, I have always found myself in conflict with what I understood it to say, and it is all because of that semicolon. In verses 16 through 18, up to the semicolon, the verses say, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. Okay, I got that. Whatever happens in life, look for joy, work on praying very often throughout the day, and give thanks for all the things you have to be thankful for despite the circumstances. But for me, this is where the conflict came in. The end of verse 18 after the semicolon. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. What does this refer to? Is it the circumstances in your life? Or is this referring to how we deal with the circumstances of life? Or both? The way I read it, I took the word this to refer to the word circumstances. This has been a conflict for me. This part of the verse implied for me circumstances were God's will. And then the nagging why. Why did this happen? Why me? But I realized when I was diagnosed with cancer that I had been wrong. I'd been focusing on the wrong thing. It really didn't matter where the circumstances came from. I realized immediately that God was in control and would lead me. I never felt like God was punishing me or brought this on me. Instead, I felt joy in my heart. I felt peace and found myself praying urgently for God's will in my life. What did I need to learn and what did He want me to do in these circumstances? How did He want me to handle it? I just assumed it was life. Years and years ago, dear sweet Maud, in all her wisdom, told me when I asked why things happen. She answered, nobody gets off scot-free. Bad things happen to everybody. And these words came from the mouth of an African-American woman who I knew was a saint. We can get very angry at the circumstances of our lives. Why? Why? Becomes a sticking point, a place that stops our growth. In this divisive time in our country, let us pause like the semicolon in Thessalonians 5:18. What is the message in the circumstances for us as individuals? Clearly, we are to allow joy in our hearts because we know ultimately God is in charge and He only wants good in our lives. Pray continually for an understanding and awareness of what we need to learn as individuals. What is it we need to examine in our own actions and words? How do our hearts need to change? Give thanks that as a child of God, all circumstances are opportunities to grow closer to who He wants us to be. I still don't know the answer to the question of why good things happen to bad people or why bad things happen to good people. But I have come to be convinced that the circumstances in life are a blessing if we choose to trust that there is learning from the circumstances, growth, perhaps changes in how we see the situation, how the Lord is working, how we are to grow in humility and trust in the Lord leading us through difficult times, perhaps leading us to a greater purpose for ourselves. But regardless of where circumstances come from, God Himself, our bad choices in life, are random as evil does its thing around the world every day. It doesn't matter. And I have heard all the versions for the causes. One last point. As I studied these verses in Thessalonians, I rewrote the verse the way I understand it now. In all circumstances, it is God's will for you to rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks. And then finally, I got around to reading it in different translations, something I recommend highly. Listen to Eugene Patterson's interpretation found in The Message. Be cheerful no matter what. Pray all the time. Thank God no matter what happens. This is the way God wants you who belong to Christ Jesus to live. When I read Patterson's interpretation, I wanted to thank him. So I suggest to you pay attention to the circumstances, the semicolons in life. Pause. Are you sure you're reading it the way the Lord wants you to? Study the message, the circumstance, and then be joyful, pray, give thanks, regardless of the circumstances. We do not have to know the answers to how and why life is what it is, but we clearly need to know who is in charge and always with us to remind us of the many blessings we enjoy despite the circumstances. Thank you for spending your time with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.